ICOV Radio News.
It's 20 past one, I'm Jasper at Williams. Copper piping was torn down from Coventry Cathedral last night, causing hundreds of pounds worth of damage. This comes after copper thieves have been stealing everything from drain covers to road signs around Coventry. A police investigation is underway. John Stanton, worker and regular visitor of the church, condemns the thieves.
Well, I think it's absolutely disgusting, to be quite frank. It's disgusting to steal metal from any establishment, but particularly a cathedral. You know, it's really dreadful, and I think it's going to disturb a lot of people, not only from the Christian faith, but from the citizens of Coventry.
Plans to shake up Coventry Police by privatising areas of the force have been met with widespread concern. Coventry MP Jim Cunningham has backed Police Federation, amongst other unions, warning against the loss of more jobs and creeping privatisation of the vital public services that could harm crime-fighting communities. Assistant Chief Constable Marcus Beale, however, argues the employment of less skilled staff from private firms could be effectively used to free up highly skilled police officers. Oh. Thousands of Eurostar travellers were left facing 11-hour delays last night, with many left stranded on trains overnight. This could not have come at a worse time for the company, with Paris Fashion Week well underway, increasing the demand of their services. With four more trains cancelled this morning, many have been quick to voice their displeasure. Fashion designer Miss De Leon took to Twitter saying that she could be writing to Eurostar for compensation. A spokesman for the train company apologised for any inconvenience caused, saying their delays were due to EDF power cables running too close to the railway line, forcing the trains to run slower on the classic lines.
It just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. Sort of every hour or so they'd say, oh, it'd be another 45 minutes, it'll be another 2 hours.
They ran out of food and drinks and everything like really early on, so anyone who went up to get anything to drink while they were there forever, they had nothing.
Nissan have announced their plans to build their new compact car in a factory in Sunderland. The plans will generate an estimated 2,000 new jobs, giving a great boost to the failing UK motoring industry.
Well, it's very positive, and it's a tremendous vote of confidence in the UK and in our car industry. Nissan are showing their confidence, but it's not just Nissan. Jaguar Land Rover, Ford, BMW Mini, many of the specialist producers are all investing in the UK. It's very good news.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cast doubts over Obama's diplomatic efforts to avoid war in the Middle East in a speech today. In a speech that reasserted Israel's willingness to use force on Iran, he said, "We've waited for diplomacy to work, we've waited for sanctions to work."